Well, welcome everyone to our next session of Word and Life. And we are very happy today to be hearing words of wisdom from Dennis Apple. Now, we had his wife, Tensi, down as a speaker too, and she would have been a wonderful co-presenter today. But it turns out that she's taking her mother to the hospital. It seems like you reach a certain age and mothers need that kind of help. And this is, you just do it, right? And so I'm sure Dennis will do just fine because he's had a huge amount of life experience. And before we get into that, though, let me ask you to do something practical. Turn off your cell phone if you have one, or make it quiet. And while you're doing that, I'll just remind you that we have a table over here, a couple of tables, which are the book exchange. It's a free book exchange. And it has been enriched enormously today with a whole smattering of books. I think, Alice, were you mostly responsible for that, I think? Yeah, I think Alice. Yeah, Alice. And you too. Okay. Oh, you got some from there. Okay. Good. Well, it's a very rich place to look for inspiration. So what I'd like to suggest is that we take a moment of quiet and take some deep breaths. Amen. And thank you for your peacefulness and quiet. Well, when Dennis got here, I asked him if he could quickly jot down a few biographical things that he might want to share with everyone. And, you know, this man is the epitome of humility, I think. He couldn't fill up two cars with a biographical sketch, and we don't know where he was born. We do know he studied some biology in college. Was that right, Dennis? Dennis, a little biology. But, you know, what's going on here is not, with Dennis, is not exactly academic. It should be more obvious than that. He has spent the last 20 years as the administrator, but he won't put this down. He says he served as a member of the Catholic Worker in Guadalupe for the last 20 years. But without his leadership, you know, this wouldn't have happened. So he and Tensi have raised two lovely children. Now they're both teenagers. Thomas, his son, turns 16 today. Yay. And Rosella. The only other salient thing that he says, besides that, he serves mostly undocumented immigrants, you know, farm worker families in Guadalupe. And he actively resists the mission of Vandenberg Air Force Base and the testing of ICBMs. I just want to give you a little anecdote in that regard, because funny thing, I have written a little novella called The Mice That Roared, and I subtitle it A Disarming Adventure. And it's a book about an imagined incident where one of the British Trident nuclear submarines, the crew, has a change of heart. And they decide, we're not going to make this sub available for strategic defense or offense. And then they decide, we're going to even go do more. We're going to surface here and there all around the coast of England and France, and we're going to start acting out on deck what we're doing. Line dancing, you know, waving flags, anything they can think of. And so they do that. And eventually the British public catch on and they back them. And then eventually that leads to British decision to do total nuclear disarmament. And then they're the first domino to fall. And then from that, the vision carries on to France and from there to the Mediterranean, where the French join in, and from there to the coast of Israel, and then through the Suez Canal in a big flotilla. So you can imagine what fun you can have imagining a peace-making scenario. Well, the long and short of this story is that I knew that Dennis was in jail for, was it 2 months, Dennis? 4 months, Lordy, for his most recent, opposition at Vandenberg. So I contacted Amazon that publishes this on demand, $8 or $9. And I asked them to send a free copy to Dennis Apple at blah, 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 blah in Los Angeles. And they did, and it turns out that it arrived, Dennis tells me, the very day that he was put in deep incarceration. What do they call that? The shoe. He was being put in the shoe, or the hole, to punish him for his, I don't know what, I can't imagine. But anyway, he had a little accompaniment for his trip to the hole. So if you feel like you're in a hole, go ahead and borrow this. I'll stick a copy over there, and there's. Ask me if you want more. So that's that story. And now, why don't we let Dennis do the talking and come on up for a blessing.